Today, property investors are quitting like lemmings. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, in my stress surveys, I've been calling out the pressure on renters and property investors, especially in the centre of Melbourne and other inner city areas across the country. In fact, I made a show on this the other day, and I'll put a link below. Here is the list of the top areas where property investors are in trouble. The math is pretty obvious, actually. Despite rental increase, there's a limit on how much property investors can lift them, as renters are under pressure already. And property investors are also faced with significantly higher interest charge and other costs, to the point that the proportion of investors making cash flow positive returns has dropped to an all-time low. Given that capital appreciation, the only other growth lever, is at best anemic, and in some cases non-existent, and the fact that you can now get 5% or more on other investments, including term deposits and bonds, investors are continuing to bail. And of course, when they do, they discover that capital gains or losses can be a problem, and there are various other costs that they probably weren't taking into account. And according to my analysis, inner city apartments are on the front line as listings grow there. Well, the AFR picked this topic up in a recent article, saying that low capital gains and large increases in holding costs are prompting more residential property investors to bail out of inner Melbourne and Sydney markets, according to data from CoreLogic. The proportion of investor-owned listings has ballooned to 60% across Melbourne City over the past 3 months to September, up from 56.7% from the previous quarter, and a sharp jump from the 50.9% a year ago. Tim Lawless, CoreLogic research director, said the lackluster capital gains and the new tax rules in Victoria likely sparked the sell-off, which could continue in the coming months. I think this reflects the relatively weak growth outcomes we've seen across Melbourne, and that looks like set to remain at least for the rest of the year, with stock levels pushing higher and getting to above average levels, he said. There could also be a little bit of a backlash from the state taxation policies, and that could be disincentivizing investors. The investor exodus gathered pace in the past 3 months, and there were around 205 rental properties listed for sale in Melbourne City alone. That's a 7.9% jump from the previous quarter. The proportion of investor-owned listings also increased across Geelong, Whittlesea and Wallen, Melton Bacchus Marsh, Glen Eira and Casey South, after ex-rental listings surged in the past 3 months. Investor-owned listings also now account for 34% of all new listings in Geelong, up from 32% during the 3 months to June. In Whittlesea Wallen, it increased by 4.4 percentage points to 32.7%, and by a similar amount to 44% in Glen Eira. During the same period, the volume of investor-owned listings had surged by 10% in Geelong, and it was up by 27% in Whittlesea Wallen and by 68% in Glen Eira. Melbourne-based real estate agent and Barry Plant Yarra's Edge branch manager, Jeff White, said the volume of investor-owned listings will only increase in the coming months. A lot of landlords are finding it tough to hold on to their investment properties at the moment because of high mortgage repayments and the additional compliance costs due to the recent state policies, he said. At the same time, there's hardly any capital growth. In some cases, values have gone backwards, so there's very little incentive for landlords to hold on to their assets. Melbourne's apartment sector has largely lagged the broader market performance in the past 5 years, according to CoreLogic. Apartment values in Melbourne City lifted by just 1% in the past 3 months, and are still 0.6% lower compared to a year ago. And over the past 5 years, values have fallen by 1.2%. That's, of course, not inflation adjusted. Similarly, across the Whittlesea Wallen area, units rose by 2.7% in the past 3 months, but only gained 0.9% over the past year. And in the past 5 years, value lifted by just 4.8%. So again, well below inflation. In Yarra, apartment prices increased by 1.1% over the past 3 months, or up by 2.8% over the past year, but values languished over the past 5 years, adding just 1.4%. Mr. White said that the Victorian government's recent policies could deter investors from entering the Melbourne market. The state recently cut the tax-free threshold for land tax from $300,000 to $50,000, imposing new yearly flat fees and increasing the rate of tax payable on properties over $300,000 by 0.1 percentage points. The government would introduce legislation to expand the valuation residential land tax, which applies only to inner and middle Melbourne residential properties, which are unoccupied for more than 6 months a year. And Victoria is also planning to impose a 7.5% levy on Airbnb properties. The return on investment is quite poor because of all these increased costs, Mr. White said. Between high mortgage repayments and extra tax, property listings here is increasingly unprofitable. In Sydney, investor-owned listings also climbed in the inner city, Ryde, and the eastern suburbs in the past 3 months, rising by 17%, 35% and 29% respectively. Of the 436 new listings in the inner city, 266 were owned by investors, and in Ryde, 113 out of 268 were ex-rentals, and 93 out of 216 in the eastern suburbs. Sydney-based real estate agent and Brisbane Whitney Chief Executive Thomas McGlynn said more investors were planning to sell in the coming months. We're definitely still seeing a large increase in the number of investors looking to sell compared to a year ago, which has doubled in our books, he said. I think there are a lot of investors who haven't come to market yet, but many are thinking about selling and calling us about it. Generally, when you see a large number of inquiries, you're going to see more investment properties coming to the market, which we're expecting later in this year or early 2024. Indeed, I do expect to see more listings coming on. My surveys indicate that quite clearly, and there's a very simple reason why. The basic economics of property investing are shot to pieces in these areas. And by the way, even if you look beyond these areas more broadly, units in particular are very, very much under pressure at the moment. And even some property investors are holding houses are also seeing very poor returns. Now, if you take a very, very long-term view, and I'm meaning 5 to 10 years, presumably property prices will begin to ease higher, but that's a very uncertain call at the moment when you can, of course, get so much better returns in other sectors of the investment market. As I said earlier, just look at the rates on term deposits or indeed bonds, and you could do so much better with so much less hassle. No surprise that property investors are quitting in droves, but this has a very significant broader point as well. This reduces the supply of property available for renters to rent, and this puts more upward pressure on the whole question of property supply in Australia. Outsourcing all property ownership to the private sector and expecting them to provide properties to rent is now, I think, a big open question. This was something that was always going to lead to a disaster with higher interest rates, and it's playing out pretty much as I expected. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.